You're feeling good when it gets started. Anybody ever got real, real drunk? Allen Basin training. No, my daddy didn't raise me to drink. I got with the wrong crowd. We're gonna celebrate our conclusion, our training, that 8 weeks of training, we were going to celebrate. And I got drunk. I ain't going to tell you all the stuff that happened, but anyway, I got drunk. And let me tell you, I got drunk. And I couldn't function like a sober man. I had some experience that was not good. that's what I'm gonna say. But watch this. No good thing will he withhold from them that what? Walketh uprightly. There are benefits of being filled with the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Take me back to my text now. Ephesians 3:19. Hallelujah. That you may come to know practically through personal experience. What kind of experience? Personal experience, the love of Christ. How much he loves you. For God so loved the world. Huh? Which far surpasses mere knowledge. Keep going. Without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God. So that you may what? Now look what you have. So that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your life. Completely, do you understand? Completely filled and flooded is not enough. It's enough to get completely filled, but when you get flooded, that's more than enough. That's overflow time. That's overflow living. You got too much money. More than enough. Too much help. Hallelujah. Too much joy. Flooded with the fullness of God. And so when you get attacked by a thought or a criticism, I'm so flooded with the fullness of God, you can't mess with this joy. Word gets spoken against you, about you, against you, not lifting you up. Too much love. Too much love. You can't penetrate what's on the inside of me. I won't go off with my mouth poked out and acting like some people do and griping about what they said and complaining about. I got my hand raised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your love has taken over. Thank you that your love will never fail me. Thank you, no matter what comes against me, I always come back strong. When it seems like everything has fallen apart, I sense your loving arms around me, holding me together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Flooded with God himself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The thief, only reason for coming is to steal from you, to kill and destroy. That's his only reason. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life. Who said me? You. I don't care who you are. I don't care what language you speak. I don't care what color of your skin. I don't care how you got here in this earth. If you hear this gospel for yourself and you personally respond to it, nobody can stop God from filling your life with himself. Yes, there have been a lot of things that have gone on. A lot of things we lived through, suffered through. I tell you, the day has come. Are y'all in the house? God has been gathering a band of believers. Someone that's going to believe him and enter into that place with him, that we believe him for the miracles. We believe him to do the impossible. Not something we kind of shout about a little bit. That's something we just kind of lift our voice and talk about. They're coming from the believers of God, that piercing, penetrating, anointing, while we are preaching, destroying yokes and bondage that I don't see with my natural eyes, but the Spirit of God sees it. Instantly it's broken. Instantly it's destroyed. It's gone. It's there no more. It won't hurt you anymore. You will not be held captive by it anymore. So why not let it be today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this is not for just older people. This is for our kingdom kids, our children, our teenagers, our young adults, middle-aged, and also for those in their fourth set of 20s. And you think I'm going to leave myself out? Hallelujah. The passage says, and I read it again, got to move on. In John 10, 9 through 11. I'm the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. Huh? Hallelujah. A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to do what? Steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to you to give you what? Everything in abundance. In abundance. That you expect life in it, what? Fullness until you overflow. Say, I believe I'm in the overflow.